Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1844. The topic is Q&A, and the title is Tips to Increase Hunger. Believe it or not, some people have trouble eating enough. I know that sounds crazy, but it does happen. And it actually happens a lot more than what people would think. I talk with people regularly who struggle to eat enough food. But sometimes it's because their schedule is crazy and they just kind of forget to eat and then they remember to eat at the end of the day and they eat way too much. But often people just aren't hungry. There are a lot of reasons for this. One of the more common ones is somebody has a history of trying a lot of different diets over the years. They maybe lost initial amount of weight. It kind of plateaued, then they've eaten in a bunch of weird different ways, and they kind of just wrecked their body's ability to feel hunger, and they're afraid to eat anything because anything they eat now causes them to gain weight, even if they are not aware that the initial weight gain is actually an improvement in metabolism, and then all of a sudden that weight will level off, and then they'll start losing body fat, so that's what I help people with. But there are a lot of reasons why people will struggle to eat enough. I actually struggled when I was younger. It was 2.5 years of being anorexic. I'd only eat one meal, and I would try to burn off the amount of calories that were in that meal. This was pre-internet, because I'm 5,000 years old, apparently. But it was pre-internet, and I had this little book that I would carry with me that you could look up the calorie count of common foods. So I would try to figure out how many calories were in the dinner, because I would skip breakfast, skip lunch, and then I would eat dinner with my parents so they wouldn't bother me about not eating. And then I would go downstairs and try to exercise the calories off. So I'd try to figure out how many calories were in dinner. Again, there was no calculations, or I couldn't just Google how many calories, like what I needed to do exercise-wise to burn those calories. So I would just train like a maniac in my downstairs basement gym and try to burn off what I thought was enough calories. And it would be an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours of lifting weights. So I do believe I got pretty good at burning that many calories off. But I spent 2.5 years doing that, and I completely shut off my ability to feel hunger. So for a long time, I don't know the exact years, but I would say 5 to 10 years after that, I didn't recognize when I was hungry. I knew I should eat, and I would start to feel kind of like sick if I didn't, but it wasn't anything that would, like, I was like an awareness that was building and then going, oh man, you know, I'm hungry, I should start to eat. I would just be doing stuff and go, holy crap, I feel awful. And I was like, what's wrong? Oh yeah, I haven't eaten in 10 hours. I probably need to eat. So I've had that trouble my whole life with eating enough. Now, I've been very successful at it. I graduated high school at 165 pounds at 6 foot tall, and I was 165 pounds but fat. I had no visible veins, couldn't see my ab muscles. You could actually grab a thick roll of fat all around my midsection at 165 pounds. I now weigh over 270 pounds, and you can see the outline of my abs. So I've done a lot of work. I've eaten a lot of food, gained over 100 pounds, and I'm leaner. I'm a lower body fat percentage. But it took a long time. And it took a long time, a lot of tricks, a lot of patience. What I want to share in today's podcast are 5 tips that I give clients now. These are my most common tips. There are definitely more things that I've told people, but they're more on like individual case-by-case basis. So the advice I give anyone, any one of my clients, is always one-on-one. It's always whatever's best for them. But I wanted to share some common things that tend to be, more universal advice that I thought would be helpful for people. So we have 5 tips that I want to share that'll help increase hunger. Number 1 is eat faster digesting foods. One of the struggles people have is they tend to think they have to eat super clean. And then typically super clean foods tend to be very slow digesting foods. Since they digest slowly, you feel fuller for longer, and then therefore you really don't feel like eating. So it makes a problem an even bigger problem. So we want to eat foods that digest faster. Now you're going to think, oh my gosh, that's not healthy. You know, I'm going to gain a bunch of body fat. No, you won't. As long as you eat within an appropriate caloric amount, you can't possibly gain body fat from it. Literally cannot. There's nothing to form the fat with. Now, if you're coming from a place of chronically under-eating, which is likely considering you listen to a podcast about increased hunger. If you're coming from a place of chronically under-eating, you'll have to work your way up in calories. On our website, www.brittleirongym.com, you can go to free nutrition education. The first document on that page teaches you how to write your own nutrition program, and the first step is to figure out the appropriate caloric amount for you per day. Likely, you're not even close. So if it says you should be eating 1,800 calories a day, but you're averaging 1,000 right now, please don't go right to 1,800. You have to work your way up. I typically would kind of normalize where I'm at. So if I work with a client that's in that example, what I'll do is I'll say, hey, let's track what you're doing for a week. Let's see where we're at. And we would find the average range might be, say, 1,200 calories. I'll say, hey, next week, let's try to get our average up to 1,300. If they do that successfully, let's go to 1,400. Maybe they kind of flounder that week. They have a little, you know, hiccup. So we just stay at 1,400 the following week. But eventually we would go to 1,500, 1,600, 1,700, and then get up to 1,800. So it might take us a month, 2 months, 3 months. But at that rate of doing it, they're not going to gain a bunch of water retention, which would cause the scale to shoot up and cause them to feel fluffy and fat, even though it's only water, not fat. So we can better control the emotional impact of body compositional change during that process. So that's what we do. So we find out where they are, we find out where they need to be, and then we just work our way up slowly over time. So that is what I would recommend. Now, if you're eating, say, 1,400 calories, 1,500 calories, whatever it is, whether you eat that in pizza or lettuce, you can't gain fat. If it's an appropriate caloric amount, you're going to feel awful if you try to eat 1,500 calories in lettuce, because you're going to, that's so much like fibrous material, and you're just not going to have any energy. It's going to feel horrendous, and you can't possibly even probably eat 1,500 calories worth of lettuce. But likewise, if you eat 1,500 calories of pizza, you're going to eat like maybe one meal, maybe two meals a day. You're going to feel pretty lethargic after that meal because it's a high fat content. You might not have the best energy. You're probably going to be dehydrated because pizza takes a lot of fluid to digest. So either way, you're not going to feel great. So it's better for us to eat foods that make us feel better. But the point is you can't gain body fat if the calorie amount is controlled appropriately to where you are. With that said, that means that if I'm trying to eat, you know, say chicken breast and brown rice, and I'm not hungry all day, it's probably because you're eating chicken breast and brown rice. Who the hell wants to eat chicken breast and brown rice? Brown rice is disgusting. I've dieted off of it. I've done 3 diets. 1 diet, I lost 50 pounds in 8 weeks. Yep. Give you a second for that to sink in. 50 pounds in 8 weeks. And all I ate was ground turkey and brown rice. It was disgusting. But it worked because I didn't want to freaking eat, so therefore I lost a lot of weight. So brown rice is gross. If you like it, good for you. But It would make complete sense if you're not very hungry, if the things that you allow yourself to eat are not very appetizing. So you can switch to like white sources of foods. So like white bread, white potato, white rice, things like that. Like I eat jasmine rice all the time. I think it's delicious. So allow a little bit of freedom in your food choices. I'm not saying eat a bag of candy every day. That is not ideal. But eat faster digesting foods, such as white sources of carbohydrates. You know, do like a white bagel rather than a multigrain bagel, if you like. You can do lean proteins. You know, you can do chicken breast. You can do chicken thighs because it has a little bit of fat, a little bit of flavor. You might like that better. You can do fish. You could do, you know, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt. I mean, anything that gets protein in your face that you actually enjoy. So you can aim for that. You can do liquids as well. You can drink some protein shakes. You can drink some carb-based powders. There's tons of supplements out there. That will help you get calories in a liquid form. But that's the number one suggestion, is to eat faster digesting foods. What happens is you eat it, your body processes it faster, and then all of a sudden it says, hey, where's the rest of the food? Where's more food? And now I want more food. So it allows you to eat more often throughout the day because each meal is processed faster. The second tip is to eat less nutrient-dense foods. This is going to sound a little weird because if a food is nutrient-y dense, that means you get a lot of calories in a small amount of food. You might think to yourself, well, isn't that better? Like if I'm struggling to eat, wouldn't eating a smaller volume of food be easier? But yet I could get more calories. The catch-22 on that is smaller volumes of foods that have large calorie counts tend to have really high fat content. Or they're slow digesting. Or I guess it could be both. or they're slow digesting. So they either have a high fat content and or they are slow digesting. One example is when I was playing around with carb sources to try to find which one my body prefers, because I do weird experiments, I was switching between oats, sweet potatoes, and jasmine rice. What I found was when I controlled my calorie count and I ate an equal portion of those items, when I did mostly oats, I had really no energy. Like my body would eat the oats and then I don't know what it did with them because I would be hungry, tired all day. It felt like I never had any food. When I switched to sweet potato, I had way more energy. However, sweet potatoes digested so slowly that I wasn't hungry for my next meal. My next meal time would come around and I'd be like, holy crap, I still feel full from the last meal. So sweet potatoes was something that was more nutrient dense. It had that slower digestion, but it was not good because then I wasn't ready for the next meal. But when I switched to jasmine rice, all of a sudden I could eat a good amount of calories and I was hungry enough for my next meal. And that was the sweet spot for me. That was the best food for me. So those are the first two tips, is eat faster digesting foods, eat less nutrient-dense foods. The third tip is to eat less at night. I just met with somebody, they're now a new client, and they said that they're never hungry in the morning. So what they reported that they were doing was skipping foods up until like noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They might have something small at work, and then they get home and they eat everything. And I said, hey, you know, that's probably not going to be the best composition for us. Meal timing wise, let's work on changing that. We need to eat a little bit more in the morning. And they said, well, I'm never hungry in the morning. And I said, well, that makes total sense because you eat about 80% of your daily calories right before you go to bed. So we need to eat less at night. So what I told her was, is one day, just try to eat less at night. Go to bed a little hungry. You're going to wake up the next morning super hungry, and then all of a sudden you can start eating more the next day at breakfast. If you don't want to do it that drastically, just cut a couple hundred calories out at dinner, and then that you can replace that with a couple hundred calories at breakfast, and then slowly, you know, make that transition. But it made total sense that she was never hungry in the morning if she ate all of her food right before she went to bed. As you're sleeping, your body doesn't process that much like food. It doesn't need that many calories. It doesn't need that many carbohydrates. So it wakes up with stuff still in reserves in the sense of carbohydrates, stored carbohydrates, or glycogen. So the body doesn't feel this instant need when it wakes up for fuel because it still has fuel that it's processing from the night before. So eat less at night, and that will increase daily hunger. Tip number four is you can add low damage activity. You can add activity. You can be more active, and that increases hunger. Now, you could say, well, if I increase activity, I'm burning more calories. Doesn't that negate the point of me wanting to eat more calories? That would be 100% true, except for the fact that the activities that are low damage, such as going for a walk, burns so few of calories. It really does. It is not a significant amount of calorie burn compared to the hunger impact that you will have. So walking enough to burn 100 calories can make you hungry enough to eat 200 to 300 calories. So it's still a net positive in regards to gaining calories. So low activity, going for a walk. You can go for a walk, talk to a friend either in person or on the phone. Just be active. Go for a bike ride. Maybe run with your dog and play frisbee in the park. Whatever in the world you want to do. Maybe if you live in a Disney movie, you can do that. I have no clue what you like to do. But do something low-level activity. Don't go weight train for 2 hours and then say, oh, geez, I can't catch up my calories. No kidding. Don't do something that aggressive. Do something that's low-aggressive, low-damaging to the body. But it gets you up, gets you moving, and that can spark hunger. A lot of people talk about 10-minute walks after they eat a meal. If you have the schedule and the time to do that, hell yeah. That's a great way to help digestion, and it does help increase your hunger for the rest of the day. So low-damage activity would be a great way to spark some hunger. You'll end up eating more calories than you burn, so no worries with that. Tip number 5 is a little extreme. You don't have to do it, but I just want to throw it out there. Is a one-day fast. Just don't eat for a day. I know if you're already not eating enough, eating even less doesn't seem to help. But if you just avoid food for a day, drink some fluids, do it quote-unquote healthy, but do a fast for a day. Just don't eat. And the next day, you're probably going to be pretty hungry. And then all of a sudden, you can eat 2 meals instead of 1 meal. Your body revs up, burns through that, and it says, hey, that felt pretty good. Do that again. And then all of a sudden, the next day, you can eat again 2 meals. Then the next day, again 2 meals. And it can start to kind of build things up. So a one-day fast can help in regards to increasing natural hunger. And then all of a sudden, you just ride that wave and start eating more in the subsequent days, the following days. So those are 5 tips to increase hunger. I'm going to give you a bonus tip. Schedule the meals and set reminders. So often people forget to eat. That I know to some people that's going to sound insane. But people do forget to eat. They just get so busy. You're like, oh, no, I should eat. And then 7 hours later, they're like, oh, crap, I forgot to eat. So schedule meals. Know in your daily schedule when it makes sense to eat. You could probably eat before life begins for the day if you wake up on time. So eat before the kids get up. Eat before work starts. Eat before everybody gets in your way. And then say, okay, it looks like I have a meeting from X to X. I could probably eat again around 11:30. I could probably eat again around noon. So set a reminder in your phone. Set your phone to vibrate. There's an app where I actually send myself text messages because I have to remember to do things. So the app, I have an Android. You can judge me if you want. But I have an app called Auto Text. So Auto Text. And I'll actually set reminders to text myself certain things. If I want to remember, hey, you know, next Thursday I have to remember to call this place to do da-da-da. So I just send myself a text next Thursday. I put it in the app, auto text, and next Thursday I get this random text. And I'm like, what the hell? Who's this? And it's me. So that's a way I use it. I also use the alarm function in my phone and just set like it to vibrate, not to any sounds. So my phone will just vibrate at a random time, and I'll go, oh, yeah, I got to do that thing. So I set myself reminders because I have a million freaking things to remember every day. And if something can make that easier, if I can automate that, why the hell would I not? Why the hell would I not make it easier? I want to get ahead in life. I want to be more consistent with my best habits. I'm not going to, have pride associated with not using reminders. If you're like, I shouldn't have to remind myself. I should just remember. Well, if it's not working, just freaking get the help, get it a new routine, and then you'll remember. It's amazing how often we remember to do things that we've been doing forever, right? If you've driven home from work the same way for 5 years, you're probably not even paying attention anymore when you're driving. It's just a matter of making it a routine. Use something to help you get it as a normal routine. And then you can pull off of that help, and you probably won't need that help all the time. Do you need a reminder every morning to brush your teeth? Probably not. Do you need a reminder to shower a few times a week? Probably not. These are things that we do in a routine basis. So use a help, use something to help it become a routine, and then you won't need a reminder. So just use a reminder, use an alarm, use the app, auto text, something like that, and make it easier for yourself to make it an established routine. And then you can pull off on the help if you don't like having to use that. Okay? So those were our 5+1 tips on how to increase hunger. Eat faster digesting foods. Eat less nutrient-dense foods. Eat less at night. Do low-damage activities, such as going for a walk. You can try a one-day fast. And schedule your meals and set reminders. Okay. I hope that helps. If you have any trouble, if you're struggling with anything, remember you can sign up right now for a free 15-minute consultation. You can talk to me, and I'll solve all of your problems in 15 minutes. But if you want to do that, if you want to have someone listen to you and offer some advice and help, you can sign up for that on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can go to one-on-one services. There's a link there to sign up for the free 15-minute consultation. You can also just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Say, hey, Rob, can I sign up for one of those 15-minute consultations? And I'll say, hell yeah, and I'll send you a link. Okay? So that's an option. If you need anything, you can sign up for the free 15-minute consultation. You can always just email me anything you need. I'm always here. I'm always happy to help. Or my email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. The more people we share it with, the more people it helps. If you share it on social media, that makes the biggest impact because it reaches the most amount of people. So I greatly appreciate it, and hopefully they will as well, from the help they get from the podcast. But I greatly appreciate everybody who shares the podcast. It really does help the podcast grow, help us reach more people, help more people get help. So thank you for doing that. Also, if you like the podcast, you can consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.